We're in the halachas of Birkas HaTorah, we're Simen Mem Zayin, we're up to Sif Hei, we'll be doing Sifim Hei through Tes. Sif Hei, Birkas HaTorah, the Girsa of the Mechaber is Asher Kedeshara Mitzvosov Etzivanu Al Divrei Sora. The Mishnah Berurah puts in that our Girsa, our meaning is to say La'asok B'Divrei Sora. The Mechaber goes on and says Ve'ha'arevna. Vasher Bachar Banu. He says, Viharevna with the Vav, and we'll see that in the next Sif, and Asher Bachar Banu. Says the Mishnah Berurah, even a Ger can say Asher Bachar Banu, he's part of the nation. The Girsa in Viharevna includes Tse'etzo'enu, and some say Tse'etzo'e Tse'etzo'enu. This is based on the fact that it says, Lo Yomusha Mipichom, Bizarachom, Bizarasarachom, Hashem Atov Adolam. That once the Torah lasts for three generations, it's not going to leave the family. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Magen Avraham claims that when you say Tse'etzo'enu, it means your descendants. It doesn't mean your children. In which case, it's already referring to generations to come. The Mishnah Berurah here says that parents should constantly be davening for their children, that they should be Talmidei Chachamim, Yirei Shamayim, and Balei Midos Tzadikim. And he says that the times to daven for them especially are in to have that kavan in the bracha of Birkas HaTorah when you say Tzetzaino, also in Ahava Rabbah, as well as in Uvolat Zion when we say Leman Lo Nigal Lo Rik, that we should also be thinking of our children, that we should not be wasting our efforts in Chinuch. Siv Vav, Ome Viharev Im Vav. So the Mechaber says to say Viharev with a Vav, meaning that we consider this, the bracha of Harev, not as a second bracha, but as a continuation of the first. It means we have the bracha of Asher Kedeshara Mitzvosov Etzivanu La'asok. After that comes Vaharevna, which is then followed by Asher Bachar Banu, which would be three brachas. The Mechaber says we put a vav there, we really make them two brachas only. What's the issue? It's very simple. The bracha of Harevna does not begin with the word Baruch. How is that? So we have a rule, and that is that when you have a bracha hasmucha lechavrta, when you have two brachas that are next to each other, and the first bracha began with Baruch, that can cover the second one as well, and the second one does not have to begin with Baruch. However, we have some exceptions, and that is that when you're following a short bracha, as in the case of Havdalah, where we say Borei Pri Hagafen, and then Borei Minei Besamim, and Borei Mi'arei Ha'esh. So in such a case, we're finding in Havdalah that we say Baruch for each one of them. Therefore, these Rishonim claim that the bracha of Arevna would not be a bracha on its own, because the bracha of the first bracha of La'asok B'Divrei Sora is a short one. So the bracha immediately afterwards would begin with Baruch. Evidently then, it is simply a continuation of the bracha of La'asok. It's all one bracha. Others disagree and say that the brachas of Havdalah are no proof, because the brachas of Havdalah are really independent brachas that don't even have to be said at the same time. The bracha of Besamim and the bracha of Borei Mareish can be said even outside of Havdalah. Therefore, their claim is that even if it's coming after a short bracha, if it's smucha lechavrta, it has no need to begin with Baruch. So the Ramah says, V'yesh omrim below vav. There are those who say without a vav, in which case we're dealing with two separate brachas. V'chein nohagu, and that is the minhag. The minhag is to say without it. Aval yoser tov lomer b'vav. The Ramah concludes that you're better off saying a vav. The Mishnah Berurah says that with a vav it can go either way. Without a vav it is clearly a new bracha. With a vav you can say that this is a continuation and it's one bracha. Or you can say that the vav is just the way the bracha begins. It begins with a vav, but it's really a separate bracha. Now, as far as halacha lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says we say with a vav. How about answering Amen after La'asok? Since the reason we're saying Avav is out of suffix, because we're not sure if it's one bracha or two, with regard to answering Amen, you're better off not answering Amen. Therefore, unless you have to say it out loud to be motzi somebody else, you are better off saying the bracha of La'asok quietly. This way no one is going to answer Amen afterwards, and only after you start Varevna should you say it out loud, and then people will be able to answer Amen after that, which is either going back on this one bracha or on two brachas, depending on which way it goes. Siv Zayin. Birkas Ahavas Olam, Poteris Birkas HaTorah, Im Lomad Miyad B'li Hefsek. The bracha of Avas Olam, which is the girsa of the Mechaber, we're dealing with Shachris, and the Ramah says to say Ava Rabba. But this bracha, whether it's Avas Olam or Ava Rabba, is enough to take the place of Birkas HaTorah with one condition. If you learn right afterwards, why do you have to learn right afterwards? Since this bracha was not the tikkun of this bracha, was not for the sake of Birkas HaTorah, therefore what turns it into Birkas HaTorah is the fact that you learn afterwards. Now you cannot learn immediately afterwards because it's one of the Birkas Krishma. Learning afterwards means that you're going to learn at some point after davening. How much after davening? So we paskin that it could be at the very end of davening, after you finish the entire davening, as long as you didn't go away and start something totally different that was unrelated to learning. Mishnah Berurah also says that you shouldn't speak about anything outside of davening before you learn after the bracha of Ava Rabba. Now, the same halacha goes for Avas Olam at night, and after Maariv, one would be able to learn and count Avas Olam as his Birkas HaTorah. And we're going to find that there are cases where one is really in suffix of whether or not to make a bracha, such as someone got up in the morning, he said Birkas HaTorah, and then took a nap, and then now he's davening. Or better yet, he took a nap during the day, and now he's davening Maariv. So he should have kavana in the bracha of Avas Olam to be yotze Birkas HaTorah, because we're going to find that it's really a suffix if he's supposed to say Birkas HaTorah or not. Similarly, someone never learns at night, he only learns by day. And for some reason, and then he was Masir Das, he finishes learning for the day and he doesn't normally learn, and now he wants to learn, and it's night. If he davens Maariv now, he can have Kavan in the Avas Olam to cover his bracha, because we'll later see that the Mechaber sheet is, if one doesn't normally learn at night and he finishes his daily learning, if he wants to learn at night now, he would have to say a new bracha. This is the sheet of the Mechaber. According to that, you're better off having Kavana in Avas Olam at night to be motzi that Birkas HaTorah. Now, the Mashmos of the Mechaber is that you do not need specific Kavana for Birkas HaTorah in Avarab or Avas Olam, as long as you learn afterwards. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, does paskin that way. He brings a machlokas, but he says that if you have specific Kavana not to be Yotza, then that is good enough. So let's say someone didn't say Birkas HaTorah and has Kavana that he does not want to be Yotza with Ava Rabba or Avas Olam, he could still say Birkas HaTorah after davening, because he specifically, explicitly said that he does not want to be Yotza with that. Sivches, V'yesh lihistapek, Isagi Bakora Krishma Samach Lamiyad B'lihefsek. How about when we say Shema right after Ava Rabba or Avas Olam? Is that good enough? Shema is being said not for the sake of learning, it's being said for the sake of being Makan the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So we have a suffix here. It is Torah, but it's not being said for the sake of Torah. Can you use that to turn your Ava Rabba or Avas Olam into Birkas HaTorah, or is that not sufficient? Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings that the Gra holds that saying Shema is enough for learning, and that you really don't have to learn. You don't have to learn after davening. We are still machmer too. But the Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if somebody said Shema before davening? Say he's davening Shachris now. He said Shema before davening because he was davening after Zman Kriya Shema. Now he's saying Shema as part of the davening. So the real reason why he's saying Shema the second time around is kidei lamod b'tfilo mitoch divrei Torah. Because we want to say Shemon Esrei right after divrei Torah, which would be Shema. So here your Shema is serving the purpose of Talmud Torah. Therefore, everybody would be modi here, that your Shema would count as Talmud Torah and you would not have to learn anything else after davening. What happens if somebody went ahead and davened? He said Ava Rabba and did not learn afterwards at all. So lahalacha, the Mishnah Berurah says that he could say Birkas HaTorah afterwards. Now the lashon of the Mechaber was lachen yesh lizor levarach Birkas HaTorah kodem Avas Olam. Since it is possible, according to this one daya, that your yotze with Ava Rabba, if you say Shema afterwards, you should never leave Birkas HaTorah for after davening. Because if you say Birkas HaTorah after davening, then you've already said Ava Rabba, and it could be that that covered your need for Birkas HaTorah. So according to the Mechaber, you should always say Birkas HaTorah first, and if you didn't, then we're really left with a suffix where you yotza already or not, if you didn't learn after davening. So what one could do, according to the Mishnah Berurah, is specifically have kavana not to be yotza with Ava Rabba or Ava Solem, and this way one certainly can say Birkas HaTorah after davening. There it won't even be a suffix. The Mishnah Berurah brings Rabbi Kiva Eger, who says that this is only a lechatchila, but certainly b'di'eved, if one didn't say Birkas HaTorah, and now he happened to have said Ava Solem or Ava Rabba, and he didn't have specific kavana to use that for Birkas HaTorah, and didn't learn after davening, he shouldn't worry about Shema, and he definitely can say Birkas HaTorah again. Yeah, now we go further. Siftes. Yesh omrim shim hifzik ben Birkas HaTorah lelimudo ein bekach klum. There are some who say that if somebody was mafsik between Birkas HaTorah and learning, that's not a problem. Even though, generally speaking, you make a Birkas HaMitzvahs and you don't fulfill the mitzvah afterwards, you're mafsik, and now you want to go do the mitzvah, you got to make another bracha. Some say that with Birkas HaTorah, it's not that way. The reason being, because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is vagisavo yomam v'layel, to learn all the time. It's just that when we have other things that we have to do, so since we have to live, we take time off from learning. But the truth is that we're learning the entire time. Our head is never mesiach das from learning, because there's a mitzvah to learn day and night. Therefore, the hefsik is not really a hefsik. V'hanochon shelo lahafsik b'neihem. However, the Mechaber says, l'chatchili should not be mafsik. Therefore, we say Birkas Kohanim, first of all, because it's a bracha, and we say Elu Dvarim She'en Lehem Shir, which is a Mishnah, followed by Elu Dvarim She'ochel Perasein Bolam Azeh, which is a Gemara. This way we get a Pasik, and a Pasik, which is a bracha, and a Mishnah, as well as a Gemara. Now, halacha lemaisa, what happens if somebody was mafsik between the Birkas HaTorah and his learning? So the Mishnah Berurah comes out that since there is a machlokas, one should not say Birkas HaTorah again, but instead he should have kavana in Ava Solem or Ava Rabba to be yotza there. One other thing, there are those who say that since Birkas Kohanim is only to be said by day by the Kohanim, then we should only say those psukim after daybreak, after Alos HaShachar. The Mishnah Berurah holds otherwise. As early as one gets up and says Birkas HaTorah, he could still say the Birkas Kohanim right afterwards.